I am the entire human race compacted together. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I am the entire human race compacted together. This is a very interesting statement, a very interesting thought. It's one that causes us to think very deeply and very profoundly. And yet, in itself, it is the simplest observation that we could make for ourselves. There is only one place in the universe, and that is right here, right now, right where I am. There is only one time in the universe, and that is right here, right now, right where I am. And all in the universe is right here, right now, where I am. All in the universe is expressing right here, right now, in this time that I am expressing in right now. It is all, if you will, compacted together. For in me is every being that ever walked the face of the earth. In me is every concept that ever existed in the universe. In me is all that. In you is every concept, every being that ever walked the face of the earth. You lived at the time of Jesus. You lived at the time of Buddhists. You lived at the time of Moses. You lived at the time that your father and mother were born. You lived at the time that your grandfathers and grandmothers were born. You live in all those experiences, in all those times. We go to movies and we think to ourselves, oh, what a fascinating movie. I feel like I've been there. It's like a deja vu. And in truth, it is. However, you're looking at someone else's interpretation of what has happened in life. You're looking at someone else's understanding of what makes the world go round. You're looking at someone else's understanding of the entire human race compacted together. And you see, that's okay. That's okay to do that. Some people find that to be most salubrious, most generous, most beneficial. But if you really are serious about this, you're going to look at the universe from an entirely different point of view. You're going to look at the universe from the point of view that you are all that ever was, ever will be, all that is and is now, right now, at this moment, at this instant, right now in this place. And as such, you open your eyes to who you are, and you see yourself as the compacted humanity all together, and you see yourself as the finest and the best. That's all that you retain. That's all that you experience. It's all that you know. The finest and the best of the human race. The finest and the best of all thought, of all idea. Because, you see, when we talk about all time is now and all space is here, we mean every experience that, so to speak, ever did happen or will happen is happening right now. There is no reincarnation because we are living on all dimensions right now. We are living on all areas of life right now. In fact, we're living our own personal past and our own personal future right now. We are living whatever is and all is. That's an important point there. All is. And if all is and we are, then we are living all that is right now where we are and what we are at this moment. You say, well, what about a moment ago? The same condition existed. The same condition exists. We are living in the now. We are living in the present. We are living in the here. And when we realize this, then we stop playing the game that we don't know. We stop playing the game that other attitudes have power over us. We stop playing the game that the world is something that we have to kowtow to, we have to live in, we have to abide in the world, we have to believe in the world, we have to believe in something outside of ourselves. But every time we do that, we cease to exist inside ourselves. We're there, but we are not aware of it. We always are inside ourselves. We always are complete, we always are whole, but because we turn our attention to the outside, because we turn our attention to something that appears to be separate from us, then for that moment we are separate. And we can play any game we like, but just playing the game does not change the reality of who we are. Playing the game of anything we like does not change the reality that we are all right now. We are everywhere, right now. The only space there is right here where we are. The only time there is right here where we are. And we are all of it right now. As we meditate upon any thought, as we think upon any thought, as we think upon what we term the past or future, we are there. We are there right now as we think about it. And our instantaneous thinking is so fantastic, so beautiful, so fulfilling, so rewarding. We call it time. But while indeed we are the is in this now, we also are the is in the nows that ever will be and ever were. And they are all existing right now in the now for us. Because each is we conceive, we are living it in the now. Each is that we conceive, we are enjoying it right here. There is no separateness, there is no apartness, there is no awayness from who we are and what we are. All is right here, right now. Working in absolute concepts can sometimes be boggling to the mind. But it's only boggling to the mind when we try to perceive that which is not true. When we perceive that which is true, all time and space are here and now, when we perceive that, then we really have no problem with anything else. We have a problem with something else when we try to make a place for something else that exists, make a time for something else that exists. And when we make a space and make a time, we are creating another drama, we are creating another universe, we're creating another experience of time and space, and it doesn't exist. All is. All is right now. We cannot create anything because all is. We experience it, we are aware of it, but we cannot create it. All time and space are right here. We cannot create it, it's an is. And we pretend that it's different than it is, and it's not. We live in a silly awareness that something might not be as fantastic as we want it to be, but it is. Can we just forget all of the humanness and step into our divineness? And in stepping into our divineness, be aware of what that divineness is. When we step into that divineness, can we be conscious of who and what we are? Can we be alert to who and what we are? Can we be awake to who and what we are? You see, as we do that, as we are awake to who and what we are, then we begin to reveal who and what we are in every area of our life. We begin to reveal that the isness is what we are. The allness is what we are. The awareness is what we are. And when we pretend that we are not aware, all that we are pretending is that something that does exist does not exist. And it's up to us to make a claim today on being ourselves. To know I am the entire human race compacted together. That's an interesting statement to make. It doesn't seem logical. It doesn't seem reasonable. And of course, truth is neither logical nor reasonable. The reality, the divine, is neither logical nor reasonable. All these things are and is. And as we look at them as an is, we come to a conclusion that life is pretty exciting. Life is pretty wonderful. When we think as an absolute philosopher thinks, we do not think in limitation. We do not think in appearances. We think in the broad scope of the allness. And thinking in the broad scope of the allness, we experience what the allness is. We experience it so fully, so completely, so wonderfully, that we revel at ourselves for not doing it sooner. We are amused at ourselves for not rising sooner to this awareness of the allness that we are. But it's never too late. Now is the appointed time. for my good. Now is the acceptable time for my good, and I accept it. I claim it, I know it, I am it. Life is really quite exciting, quite beautiful, quite wonderful. And I am quite wonderful, beautiful, and exciting, because that's what it's all about. Believe the Absolute Philosopher in you knows all the answers. And as you do that, what a wonderful life you lead. What a wonderful world you live in. And that is all. That is all that matters at any time. Have a wonderful day. Know that I am always with you. I care every little bit because I see you whole and perfect. And I see you seeing you whole and perfect now and forever. I love you. I love you. I love you.